Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 9. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness, and judgment, and equity. Yea, every good path. Who do you listen to? Whose words do you drink in? Your friends? Hollywood actors? Sports commentators? Your favorite politicians? The news media? Yourself and your own thoughts? Who do you listen to? Whose voice do you hearken to? To whom do you go for counsel, direction, and guidance? My son, my daughter, learn to listen to the Lord. Receive his words. Hide his commandments in your heart. Incline your ear and set your heart towards his wisdom and his understanding. How much time do you actually spend with him in his word? Not your favorite preacher's word, not your favorite YouTuber. How much do you truly value his wisdom, his counsel, his instruction? It's amazing how many people have so much time for everything else in the world, but somehow they don't have barely any time to spend with that book that they claim they believe is God's word. It's quite strange, isn't it? People claim to believe in an all-powerful, all-wise, all-knowing, all-loving God, but they have little to no interest to spend time learning from and listening to him. It's very strange. Who better on this earth can you find than the Lord? Who else could you draw near to and get close to that would be better than God himself? Who? What gain could you get that would be greater than gaining a close relationship with the Lord himself? What riches would you obtain that would be better than the riches of his wisdom, his understanding, his counsel, his might, his righteousness, and his grace? This is why those who finally begin to esteem God and his word no longer spend hours talking a bunch of vanity, but instead they cry out to God to know him. They no longer get excited about silly, childish things anymore, but instead they lift up their voice for God's understanding. They no longer search for money and riches and fame and self-glory, but instead they seek and search God's wisdom and counsel and commandments. And then, and only then, can you finally understand the fear of the Lord. Then and only then, when it truly means more to you than everything else, when it costs you something, can you find the true knowledge of the living God. Because where does true knowledge and wisdom and understanding come from? It comes from the mouth of God. But he only gives this sound wisdom to the righteous. He only protects those who walk uprightly in his commandments. He only keeps the paths of judgment. So you must learn and walk in his judgments. He only preserves the way of his saints, those who have been sanctified by his word of truth. Oh, let us receive his word. Let us hide his commandments in our hearts. Let us incline our ear to his wisdom and counsel. Let us apply our heart to his understanding and ways. Let us cry with all our might for his knowledge and understanding. Let us seek and search for his sound wisdom more than any earthly possession. And then we will no longer be fools or simple, but then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 9.